it up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be celebrating WJFF's 30th anniversary.
Can't forget the feeling of The magic of that summer in love.
Beach Boys, that's from their album entitled That's Why God Made the Radio. And then we just heard the track from the same album, Isn't It Time? That was released in 2012 in June. And so, wow, God Made the Radio. WJFF made its very first broadcast on February the 12th in 1990. Were you there? Are you 30 years old? Have you been listening to this station for a long time, 30 years? Unbelievable. I came to WJFF back in 2010, and I volunteered. I covered a couple of board shifts. I sat in for a couple of other people, and then I started to broadcast my very own little corner of the world now and then. And it's hard for me to fathom that it has been 10 years that I've been here broadcasting on WJFF. And I owe so much gratitude to the people that started this radio station. And there's a lot of the original people still involved. But Malcolm Brown was the critical player. I'm going to read a little bit of a blurb from the WJFFradio.org website about the beginning of the radio station. WJFF began broadcasting in 1990, beaming national public radio news, along with homespun shows like Out Loud and Queer, and Ballads and Banjos, which is still on the air every Saturday morning, and to the Catskills Vacation Homes, Dairy Farms, and Working Class Summer Resorts. The station owes its existence to Malcolm Brown's decade-long quest to go off the grid. After researching the project since the 70s, Malcolm Brown spent $100,000 building the powerhouse, laying pipe from the dam on Lake Jeffersonville, installing generators and a pair of water-powered turbines the size of dining room tables. In 1986, with the power finally flowing, a friend visiting Malcolm complained that he'd missed the next episode of Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion because of the Catskills' dearth of radio stations. "Why don't you build one?" Brown quoted his friend as saying. So build one he did. After 4 years of gathering signatures, raising money, filling out government grant forms, and building a studio, the station hit the airwaves. So here we are, 30 years anniversary. Radio's role in our culture was so significant, especially in the beginning of rock and roll in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, all those years prior to the internet, which really didn't start up until the 90s. The radio was how you got the very latest. It was wireless. You could take it with you in your car. You could carry it around in the palm of your hand, kind of like a phone. Those early transistor radios, you take them to the beach, you take them out on a picnic. Radio was truly transformative, a transformative type of communication. And even though today there's multiple sources of news and information and music, radio still has a valid and critical role to play in our culture, especially public radio. WJFF is a public radio station, and it gives people like me and other people here right in our community the chance to express and create and share with the public on public radio, where there really is no commercial or profit motive. It's all about cultural expansion. For me, that is. That's how it feels. And it's been such an important part of my life. I'm so grateful for WJFF celebrating 30 years. So on today's program, you know, there's not a lot of songs about the radio. I thought the Beach Boys song was just ideal. It's why God made the radio. But there's a lot of songs that capture the kind of feeling of what it means to have this radio station available 24/7. You turn it on and we're here. So going to play a couple of songs, Motown type of songs. Stevie Wonder's most recent recording was released in 2005. It's called A Time to Love. And is that ever the case? Positivity. And then, you know, if you're down, you know, reach out. Reach out to me and I'll be there. Anytime you turn your radio on, you need to hear a friendly voice. You need to hear some conversation. You want some music. You reach out and WJFF is there. Let's start with Stevie Wonder.
Some people ask me why I'm always on the bright side when there's so much going down on the other side. It's like I live in a bubble with no trouble and problems don't exist. I check on them, that ain't the case at all. It goes me back to the time when I was very small. Not in mind, but size and age, my papa used to say. You can always look at the negative, but you should always live in the positive. So I try every day to live in that way. Yeah. Some people live in the world
what was and what they could have been, as opposed to living in what is and how much they can, and be the first to complain about nothing and life going their way. The attitude is dead, I can't do nothing about, and very happy with just breathing in and out. The ones that when you say let's go make a difference, they'll say nah, that's okay. So I don't waste time on the trip side, cause I do know the real on the flip side, and I'm crystal clear every day. That's why I when it's more fashionable to be a pessimist, from which in 75% of what we read here in view. Well, I used to have a friend named Minnie Riperton, who used to always say when she was living, like fine wine, I like seeing the glass of life as half full and half empty. I'm not saying sometimes life can be rough, but never to the point of me saying I've had enough. As long as my heart beats, I'm giving up. That's why I say every day, yeah, 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 yeah. American, what do I see for tomorrow in the human plan? Is it possible for all people of the world to coexist? I say unity is only as big as our vision, and if it's now strive to expand beyond the horizon. But truly, this must guide us through the ills of society that stand in our way. So if the road is to harmony, be with the car. But if it's about discord, don't take the ride at all. Cause the world vision I see is the one we for everybody.
Yeah.
The Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. And right before that, from Stevie Wonder, Positivity, from A Time to Love, released in 2005. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And today's show, celebrating 30 years of WJFF, our 30-year broadcast anniversary, is coming up on February the 12th. And so you reach out, and here we are. Middle of the night, in the afternoon, sitting in the parking lot at the grocery store in your car, down in the basement in your private little office with your computer, on your phone. You reach out, and here we are. I'll be there. It's an incredible thing. So today's program, we're listening to songs that kind of capture some of the ideas that WJFF brings to mind for me. And the idea of always, every day, every single day, 24/7, WJFF is there. So I want to play a couple of tracks from one of my favorite bands, Coldplay. Chris Martin, lead singer, songwriter. There's a song released on the Ghost Stories album that Coldplay did called Always in My Head. And it's kind of a love song. But just the idea of the title that, you know, whatever you're feeling, are you moody? Are you depressed? Are you happy? What is it? We can always be there with you, always right there in your headphones, in your head. Is that a stretch? I don't know. Then we're going to move to Coldplay's most recent recording, released in September of 2019, the album called Everyday Life. And every day, 24/7, 365, every day, there's WJFF, Everyday Life. And right before that, we're going to hear another track called Champion of the World. Now, you know, there's a local newspaper, the River Reporter, and every year they canvass their subscribers, they canvass the community, and they ask for people to vote. What's the best restaurant? Who's the best radio personality? Adam Owens. But who's the best radio station? WJFF, for the third year in a row, listed, nominated, and voted in and awarded the best radio station here in our area by the River Reporter. So we're going to hear a song from Coldplay called Champion of the World, just to kind of reflect that idea, but also the idea of Champion of the World, the idea of public radio, how powerful it is, what a strong force it can be for positivity, for the change, for the connection with the community. So a kind of a different spin on things. We're going to start with Coldplay, Always in My Head. Then we'll hear Champion of the World, and finally Everyday Life. I hope you enjoy it. This is Coldplay, Always in My Head.
going through. What kind of world do you want it to be? Am I the future or the history?
Coldplay. Three songs from Everyday Life, released in September of 2019. We just heard the title track, right before that, Champion of the World. And we started that set with Always in My Head, Chris Martin on lead vocals. And I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, Now and Then, we're celebrating 30 years. A 30-year anniversary for WJFF. So, when I first moved to this area, I started listening to the radio before I began broadcasting. And it's always been here. It's always here, every day. Just voted the best radio station by the River Reporter newspaper. And it seems that if we can focus our energies and we can all come together, that this radio station is going to always be here. At least that's the feeling. 30 years. 30 years. How old are you? How much of your life does that represent? That's a big chunk of my life. And so it seems that WJFF is here to stay. And on that idea, I'm playing songs today that kind of reinforce some of the ideas and some of the things that WJFF means to me. So there's a song that was, it's just one song to another. Don't look for any more than that. It's a song from Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. They released an album in 2017. And lo and behold, Mick Fleetwood is on drums. And John McVie's on bass. So it's really a Fleetwood Mac album, and the only missing ingredient is that Stevie Nicks is not on the recording. Well, there's a whole story behind that. You know, Christine McVie was an important part of Fleetwood Mac. When they made the transition from being kind of a blues band, a guy band, Peter Green on lead guitar, they changed. And Christine McVie joined the band and kind of changed the direction of the band, you know, brought in that feminine perspective. And then Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined the band and took Fleetwood Mac through some of their most productive and impressive years. Christine McVie she left the band in around 2000, 2001, right in that time zone. And 16 years later, in 2016, 2017, she came back. She came back to songwriting. And I'm not sure exactly why the album was not released as a Fleetwood Mac album, but the album is called Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, released in 2017. And there's a song that Lindsey sings called Love Is Here to Stay. And to me, that really expresses the idea that WJFF is here to stay and that it doesn't change. It's always here. And one of my favorite songs that expresses the sentiment of something unchanging, something that's always here, was released by the Beatles. On the Let It Be album, John Lennon wrote the song Across the Universe. And whether it was a plea for something that was never possible or something that he actually really felt, he sings, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing is going to change my world. So the idea of always here, always here, we're going to listen to these two songs. And we're going to celebrate 30 years of WJFF on the air. We're going to start with that John Lennon track with the Beatles from the Let It Be album. Across the Universe, Nothing's Gonna Change My World. And then Love Is Here to Stay, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, float me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change. Undying love. suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Thank you.
Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, Love Is Here to Stay. And before that, John Lennon with the Beatles, Across the Universe, Nothing's Gonna Change My World. I'm Kathy Geary on today's show, playing songs and celebrating 30th anniversary of WJFF's first broadcast on February the 12th in 1990. It was really a miracle. Malcolm Brown put the hydro-powered station together. He put the turbines in. He tunneled through the dam in Lake Jeffersonville. He created a power source. And then in 1990, he organized and WJFF started broadcasting. An incredible feat of local community activism, people coming together. And 30 years later, WJFF is the public radio station. And here we are. So you too, from the Songs of Innocence album, because WJFF is a miracle, we're going to hear a song called The Miracle. And then we'll hear from David Byrne and Brian Eno from their Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, released in 2008. We'll hear the song called Home, because WJFF is my home and hopefully yours. All right. You too, The Miracle.
Yeah, I wanted to be the melody above the noise, above the hurt. I was young, not dumb, just wishing to be blinded by you, brand new. And we were pilgrims on our way. I woke up. get so many things I don't deserve. All the stolen voices will someday be returned. The most beautiful sound I'd ever heard.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program celebrating WJFF's 30th anniversary. I hope you enjoyed this show, and thank you again. Thank you once again. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from listeners, and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH,